In 1965, the Future Farmers of America and the New Farmers of America combined their organizations. Today, we take a look back at the NFA and that merger that took place 60 years ago this month on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Before 1965, many schools in this nation were segregated. That status applied to student activity groups like FFA, FHA, and 4-H as well.
When President Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act, one of the things that mandated was that all public school entities, including their student organizations, had to merge. So NFA, FFA, New Homemakers of America, which was for black females, Future Homemakers of America, black 4-H, white 4-H. I mean, everything had to come together.
Dr. Antoine Alston is Ag Ed Professor and Associate Dean of Academic Studies at the School of Agriculture and Environmental Studies at North Carolina A&T University in Greensboro, North Carolina. The FFA did not deny black membership, and there were black FFA members in mostly northern schools. Yet it bothered many black ag leaders, many with master's and doctorate degrees, that black students were forced to have a separate organization, and their leaders were not allowed to have a final say over their program. When the two organizations merged in 1965, little of the NFA heritage was adopted into the larger organization.
When they merged, the idea was to get rid of the NFA and all semblance of the organization. So a lot of stuff was thrown away.
North Carolina A&T had served as the de facto national headquarters for NFA. Today, this campus has much of the remaining NFA artifacts in the nation. Dr. Alston was a member of the Future Farmers of America. His father was in NFA. He hopes ag educators can rekindle interest in agriculture among all young people.
We've got to have ag teachers that really can identify young African-American, young Hispanic, young talent period that could possibly be ag teachers and encourage them to come up and go into a teacher education program in agriculture.
This fall is the 60th anniversary of the two organizations coming together as one. Traveling the countryside in Greensboro, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McRae.